Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Just In Time. I hope everyone is having a great day on today's episode of Just In Time. This episode is strictly about being thankful. It's strictly about understanding the blessings in your life. It's strictly about thanking the individuals who have been by your side in your most difficult moment. It's simply thanking God for waking up and letting you see a new day. Because you don't even control if you wake up and see a new day. And so with Thanksgiving being 2 days away, I thought it was just necessary, based on what I have been observing in today's society, that I remind people that we must, and it is important, to continue to be thankful. In this pandemic, in this crazy world, in this mess of a mess, however you label it, it is very important to be thankful. And so today on this episode, I'm just going to talk about some of the reason why I'm thankful. Okay? COVID-19, financial, loss of home. There's a lot of people out there who have been through a lot, not just this year, but many years, but they always find a way to bounce back and to be thankful. I'm thankful this year to God for protecting my son, Kai. Kai got COVID in the early stage of it. It looked bad the first 6 days. He was hurting. I didn't know what to do. So many people had lost their life. I was scared. I gave it to God. We had to go 15, 16 days quarantine. We had to clean the house every day. We had to really dig deep, and I'm thankful for those moments, because in those moments when I felt weak, I knew my strength came from God. When I walked in that room, masked up, gloves up, to take care of my son, knowing my son couldn't leave the room, and knowing that it was my job. And it was one of the most difficult situations I had been put in, because COVID is something new to America, and it's something new to these young adults' body and these kids' body. And so as we go, it's not a treatment. It's different. Do this, do that. People don't know the strength of it. And so for me, that was a defining moment in my life this year, is seeing one of my kids in so much pain and not knowing what we needed to do and not knowing if he was going to make it, because it was people dying and it was people being affected for the rest of their life. And, you know, I thank God for my team, my wife. I thank God for my other kids, just understanding, you know, why it was important to stay in the room. I mean, mentally, it does something to you, you know, but I'm thankful for that he bounced back. I'm thankful that we got through that phase. It was tough. And so, you know, once again, with 2 days before Thanksgiving, it is important for me to just be thankful that my son is still here on this earth, and he wasn't impacted by getting COVID like other individuals. And, you know, he bounced back. But we still, once again, because of his asthma, have to take precautions and make sure we monitor him. And, you know, and I'm just blessed that I can do that. I'm blessed that on this day, today, he's still here with me, because I know there's some parents out there who kids are not here because COVID took their life. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Kai. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for Sky. I'm thankful for JoJo. I'm thankful for Tylen. I'm thankful for John. And I'm thankful for Austin, because it took all of us in order to get through that phase. I'm thankful for the individuals who called and who was positive and who made sure to just be there. Because like I said, it was a ton of unknown, because COVID is something that it just came. And so it's something we have to deal with. And I'm thankful for all my cousin, like Shantae, Kim, Brashana, Tamara, Keisha. I'm thankful for my sister, my mom. I'm thankful for all the Lysol people dropped over and all the gloves and all the wipes. And, you know, it was just good to see the goodness of your family and to be able to just focus. You know, just getting them phone calls every day, people checking on Kai made a big difference. It made a real big difference, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the food in my refrigerator because right now so many individuals financially are going through it. And I'm thankful for the house that God has blessed me to own. I'm thankful for our clothes that are on our back. I'm thankful for the shoes that are on our feet. Because if you look out in the world, you know, besides the word love, thankful has to be a word that we continue to be, continue to share. I don't care black, white, Mexican. Everybody can be thankful. Whatever you're going through right now, thank God for you going through it because it's a reason why he's putting you through it. And you may think the reason you think is it don't have nothing to do with God reason. Just like, for instance, I would have thought that this would be the first Thanksgiving that I spend without my older sister Felicia and Johnson Turntime. But God had other plans. See, I'm thankful for 44 years of living with Felicia. See, Felicia was one of those individuals. She wasn't just a big sister. She was a protector. She was a lover. She had these characteristics inside of her as a human being that God had blessed her with that made everyone love her. And I'm thankful that I got the opportunity to be her little brother. And that I got an opportunity to get protected by my big sister, Felicia Ann Johnson Turntime. COVID-19. It's the reason why my sister is not here today. But I'm thankful for the 44 years of our life together. My sister have always, always looked out for me. And I'm thankful for all those years. I remember as kids, some of the stories and some of the things we've been through. And I think back now, and she always was the solution when it came to things that I was in. I'm thankful for her being on this earth, and I'm thankful for her making sure that I understood as our mom's only son what I needed to do. I'm thankful for her support. I remember when I was in college, playing college ball, she didn't really like coming to the games, but she liked coming to support me. And I'm thankful that she seen a bigger picture than just a football game. She seen her little brother needing to hear her and see her after the game. And knowing, with me being the only boy and what we've been through, that I always needed her guidance. And so I'm telling y'all, as we close out this year, just continue to be thankful for the people that you have in your life. Continue to be thankful for the items that God placed in your life and blessed you with. Don't compare and contrast with the Joneses and want more for yourself. Be thankful for what you have and what God have placed and blessed you with. As we go into this Thanksgiving day in the next couple of days. I want you to pick up the phone. And I want you to call somebody who on this earth and who's still living that you thankful for. And somebody who then impacted your life. Okay? It's important, people, that we don't forget to be thankful. It's important that we don't forget to continue to love and share and be there for someone. That's very important. The one thing that I realized once my sister passed was that she was protecting not just me, but also my younger sister from the pain of our past. See, our mom was murdered 20 plus years ago. And this is something that we're still living through, because every time we look up, the parole board or the state of Mississippi or the Supreme Court want to give this dude his life back. But our moms, she could never get her life back. She's gone. And I realized that my sister was really protecting us from the pain of our past, because she knew that she could take it. She knew, being the oldest of married child, it was her guidance and it's our understanding to protect us. So I found out a couple of weeks ago that I'm gonna have to go to Mississippi and look the guy who murdered my mom in the eye and tell him why I feel, based on me, my sister Jennifer, and my sister Felicia, who's no longer here, why we feel that he should continue to rot in jail. And why the lasting impact that he left on us, meaning by taking our moms, he should also feel it by making sure that he never get an opportunity, never, to live out his life. Because he took our life. And it wasn't till now, when I was faced with having to go down there here in the next couple of months, and I realized that I was so thankful to have an older sister who understood, who took control. And now, in order for me to live, I must take on this task, regardless of how it made me feel. I must execute it to the best of its ability for not just me, but my younger sister and our kids. And it's been tough. I've been thinking about it when that moment come. The words, the feelings, the emotions. But I know for a fact that my big sister, when I do go down there and I speak in honor of us, she would be so happy and thankful that she protected us. Because I think my sister protected us from that in order to give us time to heal and to deal with it. And so, as we go into Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for, regardless of what had happened, regardless of what's going to happen. And I just want to remind people, if it's somebody out there who can help you get through something, if it's somebody out there who then told you to not quit, give them a call and thank them. Guys, we living in a different world. We don't know if we're going to be here next week, next month, or next year. So make sure while you're on this earth, you're thankful. And tell the people who help you be who you are that you're thankful. So right now, I would like to say I'm thankful for the McCarthys. I'm thankful for the Parks. I'm thankful for the DeCons. I'm thankful for Everman High School. I'm thankful for all my coaches who done ever coached me. I'm thankful for my Texas Christian University. I'm thankful for sports. I'm thankful for my life. I'm thankful for my friends, Alfred, Darius, Mario, Jermaine, Will, Tommy, Antonio, Janelle. I'm thankful for all my friends. Yo, Marcus. I'm just thankful. And I just want the people of America to always remember to always be thankful, because it is an important component to teach our kids. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you be blessed. But to remember, no matter what you go through, be thankful. It matters.